True American Heroes just stepped into the studio. I got nothing left to say. I try to pretend I'm an American hero, and I'm not. I'm nowhere near close.
This is the real deal.
Yeah.
And just a good-hearted guy on top of it who has done a lot to speak on behalf of his experience.
United States Air Force Master Sergeant Israel Del Toro is with us. DT, as he is known. He competed in the 2016 Invictus Games held at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex. Walt Disney World. I like how they have to brand everything back to some sort of ABC sort of thing. I don't even understand.
You lose track of what the event's called.
What goes on there?
Invictus Games. We know that.
Right.
And we know Prince Harry was there, too.
Now, you were nearly killed in Afghanistan when an IED exploded near you. Burned over what percentage of your body?
80% of my body.
80% of your body. Was able to pull yourself through that. Obviously, with the help of immediate response by your comrades, right?
Right. I had a teammate that helped me get into the creek to extinguish the flames. And then, having the support of my teammates, be there with my family, helping them while I was given a 15% chance to survive. So, having that support was a big factor in my recovery.
Yeah,
I believe it. I remember meeting you shortly after you'd gone through 100 surgeries at that point. I don't know how many you've had since, DT, but I just remember you talking about that process and being so open about that and honest about what that's like. And I know you're speaking on behalf of that experience now to other members of the military. But the one thing you told me that I've stuck with me forever is just about how dealing with your body being burned was so painful for you, and that they had covered a lot of the mirrors in the recovery ward. But that once you saw your face, you wondered if your son would embrace you again and would love you again.
Yeah, when you're severely burned, they do cover all the windows. They want to ease you into your transition. And, I knew I was may have looked different, but I wasn't expecting that big of a shock when I saw myself, because never through my recovery did I wish I died until that day. And, because it wasn't a vanity thing when I saw myself. It was, God, at the time I was 30 years old. If a 30-year-old man thinks he's a monster, what's my son who was 3 years old going to think? And, I didn't want my son to be afraid of me.
Mm-hmm.
He was my entire motivation. So just that fear really overcame me. And it took a good 45 minutes to my therapist and Carmen, my wife, to convince me, trust me, all he wants is his dad. That's all he wants.
And that's what happened. When he walked in the room, he ran into you and hugged you. I remember you describing that, and it stayed with me all this time because it was such a powerful moment of love and the experience of going to war and coming back and still having so many challenges ahead of you.
It was. It was probably, besides seeing him born, it's probably the most amazing moment of my life was when he just came up and gave me a big hug. And, sometimes if I talk about it, it still tears me up, so I'm not trying to tear up now because I got to stay strong and look like a tough guy. But
you are a tough guy.
Right, that's true. That is true. And you're still active duty United States Air Force.
I am. I just hit 19 years, June 10th. So at the time, right now, I have a year left to retire if I want to get out. I just got some news yesterday saying I'll be allowed to staying longer if I want to. So
that's awesome. Congratulations on that.
So,
and what do you do?
Right now, I'm a world-class athlete for the Air Force. I'm the first para world-class athlete, meaning I'm training for the Paralympics.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my full-time job. So 5 days a week, 6 days a week, I'm out at the Olympic Training Center training.
And what is your event?
Well, I'm a shooter and a thrower. So I throw javelin, shot put, and discus.
Wow.
And you won a lot of medals, haven't you? Because I know you always post on Facebook whenever it seems like it happens all the time, you get all these medals.
I have, especially during summertime, it's track and field season. So I'm out, gone almost every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I've been busy since April, and this is my first break I've had since beginning of April.
So you're living in Colorado Springs. So are you training at the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs?
I am. I'm there training at the Olympic Training Center. When I can't train there, I'll train at the Air Force Academy.
And I think the Air Force has something out there too in Colorado Springs, don't they? Don't they have a little facility out there as well?
Yeah, they have the Military Academy.
Yeah, the United States Air Force Academy. Yeah, I seem to recall that was that might have been out there as well. Yeah.
Big landmark there.
Yeah. So see how that worked out? That's
amazing.
See how important the United States Air Force actually is.
Know that to be true.
So, now you were in the Invictus Games.
I was.
Right? This is something that Prince Harry began. It's an Olympic-style game, Olympic-style festival of games that deal with that encourage injured warriors, right?
Right. It's Prince Harry got the idea from the U.S. We have every year called the Warrior Games, where it's all the branches competing against each other with wounded, ill, and injured service members. And Prince Harry came to it about 3 years ago, and he saw that he wanted to make it bigger, so he made an international one now. So it's, this past one was 15 countries with wounded, ill, and injured service members competing against each other.
It, and I know people who were there and said it was the most amazing events. I mean, you talk about the will to survive, the will to compete, the will to you know, never give up. And I believe, if I am not mistaken, and I do not have the tape of this, and thank God I don't because I couldn't play it on the radio, you got up on the stage, and there was Michelle Obama, the First Lady of the United States. There's Prince Harry, the Crown Prince, His Royal Highness, Prince Harry, third or eighth or 12th in line. I don't know. He keeps moving down. Yeah.
Based on all the babies that his brother's having.
Exactly. To the throne of England when it used to be part of the EU. There you are. You're on the stage and you dropped the F-bomb. Did you not, Israel Del Toro?
You would bring up that, that situation. Yeah, I did. You know, I was asked to speak at the opening ceremonies and I did. And there's a way I wanted to end it, but the last three words I was debating, do it or not do it. And then one day Prince Harry was at one of the rehearsals, and there was a point where I had messed up, and I just really wanted to swear, but I didn't. And I was like, I really wanted to swear there. And he saw me the next day. He's like, DT, I saw you at your practice. Next time, just swear. I was like, all right. So when I knew he said that, I was like, oh, he gave me the go-ahead. So I asked some of the other countries, like, this is the way I want to end it. Should I do it? They're like, dude, you got to do it. You got to do it. It's like, we will go nuts. And so I did. I ended it that way.
It was never give the F up, right? Isn't that what you said?
That's right.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's something I would tell my students when I was an instructor down at Lackland, the guys I want to go in special operations for the Air Force. So, you know, we sometimes abbreviate it to NFQ. So.
And is it true, DT, you made a bet with Prince Harry? I saw that story out there. You made a bet with him?
Yeah, that's so crazy how the news found out about that. You know, we're sitting there watching the volleyball game, and the U.S. has just won, so the British are already in the finals. And I just look at, you know, just next to him, sitting right next to him. I was like, hey, sir, you want to make a little wager? And he stands up and busts out a 20. At first, I was amazed. I'm like, holy crap, he has money.
And yeah, American money.
American
right.
money. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, $20. And then as soon as I came out of the arena, there's news reports like, oh, I heard he made a bet. I'm like, how did you guys find out about this?
That's what we do. We ruin everybody's day.
Nose around in everyone else's business.
I know, you guys got spies everywhere.
But then he won. You won.
No, I won. And then he disappeared.
Oh.
You know, at the championship.
Don't they always? That's what always goes on.
He disappeared. I was like, all right. And then I met John Cena like the following day. And I pulled John Cena aside. I was like, hey, will you help me? He's like, yeah, what's up, DT? I was like, Prince Harry made a bet with me. He owes me $20 and he's kind of welching on it. And he's just running away from me. I was like, I got this, DT. I'll get it for you.
Did he get it?
I got my $20.
Yeah. You got your 20.
Does Prince Harry know that you're pretty good with a spear?
Exactly.
Does he get that?
Has he seen you in action?
Yeah, you could hit the guy from, it's a Game of Thrones with you. You don't want to mess with you, right?
Well, you know, I try and channel my Aztec-iness, I guess, back in the day.
Yeah.
So I can get that perfect throw. You know, so I try. But, you know, Prince Harry was a great guy. I mean, he's such a down-home guy. And he actually said he was...
Down-home guy for a prince, right?
Prince. Because, he was a service member, so he knows how we all deal with all the BS we do. And but, you know, he actually said he probably would show up to my retirement when I have it.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
That's an important thing that they do for those guys, too, that they all have to serve. Because if they don't serve, they don't get a sense of what that's really like. Right.
That is true. You know, these guys, you know, Prince Harry was a JTAC like I was, a TAC-P, we called in instructs, and then he went into becoming a helicopter pilot. So he does get that. Both of them get that knowledge of what it's like to be in the military.
Is that what you were doing when you got hit?
It was. I was out on with my team, and we're on the way back picking up half of our team because we split up. And that's when they hit my truck.
And you're calling air support or fire
air strikes.
Yeah. So you're on the ground calling airstrikes.
I'm on the ground calling the airstrikes, you know, telling these guys
where
to direct the planes and clear them to drop the bombs or do a gun run.
Right. Got it. And people don't realize that that's, you know, we sit around, we look at airstrikes all the time. We think, oh, there must be some eye in the sky doing it. But JTECs in the Air Force, and you've got forward air controllers and the Marines and people like that who are on the ground lasering the sites that are directing or at least calling in. And it's the most dangerous job in all the military.
It is because, you know, based on what ordnance you're dropping, you know, I've dropped as close as, you know, maybe 50 meters from me.
You got to really trust those guys.
And as, you know, as far as a kilometer away. So, you know, you got to make sure you give the correct guidance, correct coordinates.
Yeah.
So you don't drop on yourself and, you know.
Right.
So it's a stressful job. In the meantime, you're getting shot at left and
right.
And still trying to do your job.
Exactly. All right. Stand by 1 second. Hold on. Israel De Toro is with us, DT as he is known, true American hero. We'll come back. We'll talk to him some more about what he's doing in Chicago. This is kind of exciting what you're doing over the weekend here. And what did you win in the Invictus Games?
I won the shot put. I won gold in
shot put. Gold medal Invictus. And then also in the Paralympics, have you?
I haven't. They haven't set up to the team yet. We won't find out till next week.
I think you're going to make it.
I think so, too.
Yeah. It's Rio, though. I don't know if I want to go. I'll be honest with you. But then again, there's poo in the water, and it's not good, DT.
Oh, you want Zika?
Yeah. I'm trying to avoid the Zika if I can.
That's crossed his mind,
too. All right. So hold on 1 second. We'll come right back to Israel Del Toro, a true American hero, United States officer, sergeant, United States Air Force sergeant, I should say. What am I? I'm even lost here. But
Master
before
sergeant.
We get to Violetta, I got to go to Judy. The governor has just spoken, and it looks like we have a budget, right?
Hey Cubs fans, head to Jewel Osco every Sunday to collect your 2016 Chicago Cubs Fathead stickers free inside the Chicago Tribune now through August 14th. So check it out.
Israel Del Toro is with us. He's an Air Force Master Sergeant in our Air Force, that is, United States Air Force. And DT is he's a great American hero. He was almost killed by an IED explosion in Afghanistan back in 2005. And was severely burned, 80% of his body. And yet, still, after being declared 100% disabled, right, by the Air Force,
yes, sir.
You are still a Master Sergeant in our beloved Air Force.
I was. Became the first 100% disabled airman ever to reenlist in the Air Force. And this past, was it March, I think, they promoted me to Master Sergeant.
So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Awesome.
And also a world-class Paralympian, or a para-athlete, I suppose, is the way to say it. Maybe a Paralympian. We will see here coming up next week. And won a gold medal in the Invictus Games, which is incredibly cool. And you're here this weekend. You're going to be throwing out, you're here for a family event, but you're also going to be throwing out the first pitch at the Sox game on Monday. Is that right?
Yes, sir. The White Sox contacted me and asked me if I would give them do the honor of throwing out the first pitch on the 4th of July against the Yankees. I was like, hell yeah. I was like, of course, I'll be in town. I would love to do it. And then this will be the first time my family actually be there to see me do something like that.
That's awesome. Very
and
cool.
And this is hometown for you.
It is. It's hometown for me. I get to be home and, you know, because sometimes a lot of my family doesn't get to see some of the events I get to do.
Mm-hmm. Were you a Sox fan growing up?
I was a Sox fan, you know.
I will not hold that against you. I think you've proven your worth in other ways.
He must have been one of the guys that believed in the whole Back to the Future
he's
prophecy.
He's the big believers this year, DT. Don't rain on that parade.
Hey,
this is a big
gonna
deal.
Just going to tell you. We're getting closer.
I'm just saying, I've seen all my teams win championships.
Wow. It's not just Prince Harry who gave the heat to. It's Rokan.
I've seen all
crushed.
But one. But don't worry about it. This is our year, DT. Well, that's very. It could be very
awesome.
Fun. I cannot imagine how loud that crowd's going to be when you take the mound.
Yeah, I've been practicing on my pitches. I don't want to be a guy that throws it straight to the ground or throws it into the dugout. You know, I want it right down the middle.
They say throw it high, and I had the honor of throwing out the first pitch at Sox 3 years ago. And it's daunting because that mound, when you get up on the mound, is high.
Higher than you think, right? And then you look up toward the Jumbotron and it's sort of like, whoa, what am I doing? And then there's this out-of-body thing that happens.
Yeah.
But you've done it before and you actually did great. I remember seeing the video of it.
I just want to know the question. Did you make it to the mid, or did you bounce it in?
Right across the plate. Chris Sale, it popped in the mid.
Did not.
I'll show you the video.
I'm going to watch that.
I have a video of
that one.
It took like five bounces before. Yeah.
I do.
See, that's the thing. As a guy, you can't bounce. You just can't.
No.
I mean, throw it way above the catcher's head, but do not bounce.
I'm just going to tell you. It was God's will. I'll be honest with you. It wasn't like skill. It just happened, and it went. And I was like, oh, my God, it happened. And I acted like I'd been there before. You know, Chris Sale comes running out. It was like, you know,
sure, you're like, no big
I'll show
deal.
You the video. I'll show you the video. DT, it was a pleasure meeting you, man. It's an honor to have you in the studio with us.
Thank you for coming by and visiting us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure, my honor.
And thank you for being here over the 4th of July, because I can imagine what that's going to be like on Monday at the Cell when you go out there. So congratulations on that as well.
Thank you.
And congratulations. And we'll see if you stay in the Air Force. That'll be very exciting.
Yeah, if not, I may be retiring next year, and the White Sox asked me to have my ceremony there at U.S. Cellular.
Oh gosh, let us know. I totally want to be there. So, please. Oh my gosh.
Well, Anna, you've been part of my family for a long time.
Thank you for saying that.
It will be an honor.
You've taught me a lot.
Master Sergeant, thank you so much for being here. It's an honor. Thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir.
And sacrifice.